It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Goffney Furniture in Sydney is impressive. Find out for yourself. Go to Goffney, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service free of charge. Extremely high quality furniture, priced just right at Goffney. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
They're playing basketball.
Oh, my goodness. Nesbitt in traffic. Had two men on him. He poured it through anyway. We are tied up. Tied up. 7-6-5. His arms. They clear out for him. He shoots a 15-footer. Good! The buzzer! At the buzzer! It counts! And Versailles dips in a 67-65 on a buzzer beater.
The fans are buzzing about scoresbroadcast.com. You can't beat it. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Scores has attracted 700,000 online users since 2007. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports, featuring our region's outstanding student athletes.
We saw two of the best basketball players in the state of Ohio play basketball tonight.
Oh, boy.
24 for Orange in the second half and 20 for Benzman in the second half. We didn't pay to get in, but I would have paid to see this one.
Behind the back, to the rack. Good! What a play by Paul Abotkins. He made the theft at one end, and he made the good move behind the back on the dribble to get himself free on the breakaway layup at the other end.
That is a good-looking freshman. I like him.
Uh-huh. It's intercepted by Damaris Wolf. Down to Ivy. Driving layup is good. It is a locomotive freight train running out of control right now for Minster.
Stay on track on scoresbroadcast.com. Follow these schools: the Bodkins Trojans, Anna Rockets, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers, Rushi Raiders, Minster Wildcats, Versailles Tigers, Layman Catholic Cavaliers, and the Sydney Yellow Jackets.
Yellow Jackets on the run, quickly four-court right. Gordon lets it fly. Got it! Three-pointer. Gordon, that's one from long range, 30 seconds in. The follow by Holdhouse. Abby Holdhouse rescuing Fort Lauderdale here in the third quarter. Goes to Poling in the post. Turnaround seven-footer. Yes, that's money in the bank right there.
You don't need a penny to enjoy Scores. Listen to all live and archived webcasts free of charge. Scores, the best high school sports coverage by a long shot.
Here's a long three-pointer by Versailles. Good! Cammy McElnatty fires in a bomb, a 24-footer. Down the floor to Pringer. Pringer dodges Paige Jones and makes a lefty in the lane. What a play by Courtney Pringer. Stolen by Francis to York in the lane. Good! What a heads-up play by Carter Francis. He made it happen. Jordan York on the finish for Rushi.
One photo finish after another. Right through the tournament on Scores.
Here's Burning behind the arc. Gets a screen. Burning still behind the arc. He guns it. Shoots it. Got it! Got it! 1 second to go. 0.9 to go. Down to 10. Down to 9. Let's see if Andre can score, maybe draw a foul. He's 20 feet out. Foul line, behind the back pass. Layup, good! Rontez Roberts! Rontez Roberts on the finish. That was as terrific an assist as you'll ever see under pressure. Woo! Wow!
Hello once again, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We're at Pickwell once more. Final time tonight, fourth game of the day. Two girls Division IV sectional championships this afternoon. An earlier sectional contest in the first round tonight at Piqua, won easily by Fort Loramie over Mechanicsburg. We expect a pretty tight tilt in our climax here this evening between Riverside and Botkins. The Botkins Trojans defeated Riverside by a score of 46-41 in the regular season, a contest played back on January 9th. It was a one-point game with 2 minutes to go. Botkins wound up winning by five. Riverside missed 9 free throws in the second half of that game. Head coach Brett Myers' team for Botkins, 7-15 on the year, 2-10 in the Shelby County League. Meanwhile, Riverside, 8-14 on the year, 3-5 and 7th out of 9 teams in the Northwest Central Conference. Chuck, Riverside is coached by Seth Bodenmiller, a graduate 2011 of Jackson Center, went on to Bowling Green. In fact, he played hoops in some of the very early games covered on scoresbroadcast.com going back 7, 8, 9, 10 years ago.
That's kind of neat. It's kind of a full circle, isn't it? You said he's in the Locale commercial, which even makes it neater.
Yep, he's got a little 6 or 7 second cameo in the current Locale commercial that everyone will hear at our halftime break. But this Riverside team will be a good foe for Botkins. It's a game Botkins can win. The Trojans will have to play well. Botkins have come along. Nice non-conference record for Botkins this year. After having gone 2-10 in the Shelby County League, Botkins split 10 games right down the middle outside the STL. Three players at right about 10 points a game, Zane Paul, Spencer Euchre, and Tyler Free. We've been impressed in the games we've seen by both Paul and Euchre. Euchre, a real good penetrator. Paul, an athletic freshman, and it's a very young Botkins team, a team that's going to build as we move along going forward, and it's a club with a lot of talent, Chuck, down at the 7th and 8th grade level.
That's what I heard. They've only got one senior out there, and that's Ethan Butcher. He's a 5'10 senior. Other than that, they're freshmen and sophomores mostly. There are a couple of juniors out there. But, the future's bright for Botkins. But this is a game they can win. And, you know, looking at the now, they want to win this thing. They want to get a shot to go ahead and play on Wednesday night.
Yeah, what impresses me most about Riverside, two things. Riverside does feature a 6'10 player. Head coach Seth Bodenmiller winked at me and said, well, he's in there primarily for defense. But at 6'10", he's going to score a few points.
He's going to change some shots, and if you let him rebound the ball right in front of the basket, you're probably in trouble.
He doesn't average in double figures, however, but he's going to be a force. And Botkins has played against him once, so the Trojans know what they're dealing with. No surprises for sure. But Botkins had a very impressive game late in the year, beat Lehman Catholic 41-29, and held Cameron Lee to no points.
Wow.
So head coach Bodenmiller of Riverside has put a strong emphasis on defense, and it has given teams fits throughout the schedule all year long.
You kind of wonder where he got that from, possibly his head coach.
Yeah. As we mentioned, Seth played for Scott Elkert at Jackson Center. We expect a defensive tussle. Winning team in the meeting in the regular season scored 46, and I doubt if we'll exceed that here tonight on the 94-foot floor here at Piqua. But it should be a very competitive game, and it may wind up going down to the last possession or two. Botkins Trojans have gotten better as the season has progressed. It's a team that's been in far more games than the 7 wins. We saw the opening game of the year, Fairlawn Botkins, and we liked the youth on this Trojans club.
Yeah, they're going to be a good team in the future. And right now, they're they have the ability to win one tournament game and then possibly two.
Yep. Because waiting on the winner in a Wednesday night 7:30 tilt is Ansonia, a 500 club. And the winner tonight could very easily win that second game on Wednesday. We mentioned a few of the Botkins names. The Trojans will start Elliot Gubo, 5'8", a sophomore. Zane Paul, 5'9", a freshman. Connor Smock, 5'10", a freshman. Spencer Euker, 6 feet tall, a junior. And Ethan Butcher, 5'10", a senior, will also be in the starting five. He's the only 12th grader on the entire roster, which features only two juniors on the varsity roster. So you talk about young, Fort Loramie girls, Botkins boys, might be the two youngest boys and girls teams in the state of Ohio. Who knows?
Well, they're going to have to keep an eye on the 6'10 Stotler, just for the simple fact that their biggest guy they're throwing out there is 6'2", and that's a freshman that doesn't start.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, size matters when it comes to the rebounding and putbacks.
Botkins, or I should say Riverside, features two 10-point-a-game scorers, Kyle Knight and Lane Willoughby. You'll hear those two names often tonight. The best three-point shooter for the Riverside team is John Zumberger, a 5'8" freshman. He's the best three-point gunner, 50% from behind the arc. So
that's good.
And we'll watch out for him. About a minute before the introduction of the starting lineups, don't have quite the crowd we had for the previous game, but nonetheless, a pretty good throng of fans here for our nightcap between Botkins and Riverside. Brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Also a big thank you to Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. In Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. Opening five, as we noted, for Botkins, Elliot Gubo, Zane Paul, sophomore and freshman respectively, Connor Smock, Afrosh, Spencer Euker, a junior, and Ethan Butcher, a senior. Tallest young man on the roster for Botkins is 6'2" Tyler Free. He's a freshman, 8 points a game. He'll come off the bench. And for the Riverside Pirates, the opening five is as follows. Kyle Knight, 6'1", a junior, 10 points a game. Trey Lane, 6 foot and a senior. Alonzo Stotler in the middle, 6'10" tall, a junior. Lane Willoughby is in the opening five. Willoughby is 6'1" junior. And John Zumberger, the freshman, does start. I may have mentioned that he would come off the bench. He is in the opening five, 5'8" tall, and a frosh. In fact, Zumberger at 5'8", Chuck, you could stack him up in the air twice. I don't think he'd be much taller than Alonzo Stotler in the middle at 6'10".
He's a big kid out there. I mean, he's skinny, but with his wingspan, he can be trouble back there trying to get the shots off over top of him.
It sounds like an NBA name already, Alonzo Stotler.
I don't think he looks like an NBA player, though.
He doesn't even jump center, interestingly enough.
You think he can just stand there and tip it?
Yeah. Lane Willoughby, 6'1", junior, jump center for Riverside against the Botkins Trojans. In the middle of the floor, Spencer Euker, and it is up in the air, batted out of bounds, off of Riverside last. Botkins will throw in. Trojans in the road black, gold numbers outlined in white. Riverside, the home white, blue numerals, trimmed in red. Here's Spencer Euchre, deep in the left corner to Elliot Gubo. Down inside, baseline left to Euchre. Turnaround, six-footer, short, no good. Rebound, Riverside. Ball being walked across by the Pirates. It is Lane. Lane hangs on. Coming out to catch is Zumberger. Deep in the right corner, being handled there by Willoughby. 25 feet out, it's Lane. Lane dribbles down the right side of the floor. He is checked tightly on the play by Gubo. Ball thrown to the foul line. Dribble drive into the paint. Fadeaway 10-footer, Riverside missed by Knight. And it is Botkins with the board. Up ahead comes Zane Paul. Zane Paul 25 feet away. Connor Smock's got it. Straight on Butcher. Oh, a good throw into the post. 5-foot turnaround by Connor Smock. Hit the flange, kicked away. Riverside got the board.
Yeah, they ran a perfect play, just didn't execute it.
6:52 to go, first quarter, no score. Riverside straight on. It's handled there by Kyle Knight. Outside the arc of the left, it's dealt to Zumberger. Now the big man, Stotler's got it. Straight away to the three-point shooter. It is no good by Zumberger. Off the back iron. Rebound down to Butcher of Botkins. Up the floor to Smock. Smock leaves it out back for Zane Paul. Long three-pointer. Count it. Zane Paul connects on a triple. 3-0 Botkins. 6:19 to go, first quarter. Midcourt for Riverside is Knight. And he thought he took steps. A foul called against Botkins.
Yeah, he stole it. And then he reached around and grabbed his arm. So it's going to be Botkins' ball. The foul was on Riverside.
Neat takeaway by Connor Smock of the Trojans. And then Riverside tried to theft it right back. It was called for the grab. Botkins inbounding. Goes to Elliot Gubo between the rings. Gubo dumps it back to Butcher. Stotler on him at the top of the key. Deep left corner, Zane Paul. Coming out to get it, Smock. Into the post, he goes to Euchre. Opposite to Butcher. He jacks up the long one, a three-pointer. Makes it! 6-0 Botkins. Good beginning. A couple of trifectas have gone through for the Trojans. Here's Zumberger down the floor for Riverside. Lobs inside to Stotler. Catches low in the right and scores from about a foot away. Quickly zipping down the floor, Botkins. And trying to crash his way into the lane goes Connor Smock. Hooking foul against Riverside. 6-2 in favor of Botkins. Botkins will throw in baseline right. Zane Paul, the playmaker. Out back to Butcher. In the top of the circle, Gubo. Into the paint, Euchre. He spins, ducks under, right in front. Missed the six-footer. Rebound tipped out to the foul line. Botkins gets it back. It's dealt to Butcher. Butcher shoots, three-pointer off to the right. Loose ball rebound, Riverside's got it. Here come the Pirates down the floor. Zumberger between the rings. Picked up by Zane Paul. Outside the arc on the left to Kyle Knight. 5 minutes to go, first quarter. Knight drives, forces up a power move, and scores. Good shot by Knight in traffic. Seven-footer, kissed one in off the window. 6-4, Botkins up two. 4:50 left to go, first quarter. On the arc, it's Gubo. He goes baseline. Goes opposite, cross court, left corner. Triple try, Zane Paul. Short, no good. Rebound, Riverside. Foul against Botkins. It's common. Pirates will throw in. Well, we'd like to give a big shout out here tonight, all the way up to Napoleon, Ohio, to Isla Fry, the mother of Botkins' head coach's wife, Brett Meyer, mentor of the Botkins program. His wife's mom, Isla Fry, up in Napoleon, tuned in here on ScorersBroadcast.com. We say hello to her, and hopefully we can pull out a victory for her Trojans.
I hope you get to hear us for a couple more games, Isla.
We've got a turnover by Riverside down to her left as the Pirates coughed it up on the inline. Botkins up 6-4. We'll bring it ahead into the forecourt. It's being walked up by Zane Paul. He's trailed by Connor Smock. Top of the circle, Euchre. Left side pass to Tyler Free, who's in. Free, a 6'2 freshman. Here's Smock, 25 feet away. Coming out to catch is Euchre. Uecker puts it on the net, goes below the foul line. Deep left corner spot. Top of the circle, Paul. Ball handled by Tyler Free. Free played very well in the season opener against Fairlawn. He covered that game. Butcher on the arc, dribble drive, a weave to Uecker. Uecker fakes left, goes right. Squeezes his way into the lane. Push off foul against Riverside on the shot attempt. A couple free ones for Spencer Uecker. Uecker, 10 points a game, a junior six-footer. In a contest like this, Chuck, where field goals will be at a premium, free throws are so crucial.
Absolutely.
When you get 3 points at the charity stripe, you've got to knock them down in order to win this game, which will likely be low scoring. Foul shot by Uecker, good. 7-4, Botkins up three. Second shot after 1, 2, 3 dribbles. It's away. Hit the rim. No. Rebound Stotler for Riverside. Backcourt to Zumberger. Zumberger deep in the left corner. Delane Willoughby. He goes opposite. Baseline right to Kyle Knight. Jump shot. 10-footer off the ring. No good. And an over-the-back push committed by Botkins on the rebound.
Yeah, they caught on Uecker, and he did kind of get up underneath him a little bit on the rebound.
7-4 Botkins, 3:41 to go first quarter. Baseline left, Riverside inbounding. It is Lane. He's got an open player right beneath the rim. It's caught and dropped in. Lane Willoughby gets a deuce. Fine inbounds play by Riverside. It was worked to perfection. 7-6, Botkins up one. Here is Free in the right corner. Hands it off on the play to a teammate, Zane Paul, who wasn't looking for it. It rolled away. Riverside's got it. Left corner, baseline drive. Pirates. It rims and comes out, but a foul. Kyle Knight couldn't get it to drop, but he'll shoot two, and Riverside's got a chance to take the lead. Those two early threes, but Botkins, the only points for the Trojans so far.
The only thing that's holding up.
7-6, Riverside up one. Two shots for Kyle Knight. No, off the heel. He missed it.
Botkins is up 7-6.
I'm sorry, did I say Riverside was ahead by one? Free throw by Uecker a moment ago.
Yep, gave him a 7-6 lead.
Enabled Botkins to sneak ahead by a point. Isla up and Napoleon, hope I have not confused you. Free throw by Knight, good. And we're now even at 7-7. As I get the score correct. Ball thrown, deep left corner, handled by Uecker of Botkins. Bounce pass on top to Tyler Free. He lets it fly, in and out, no good. Fine rebound, though, by Botkins. Here's a drive to the rim. It is no good, but Josh Madden, a 6'1 junior, down below the iron, came out. Riverside runs the other way. Offensive foul, charging. Kyle Knight picked it up. Botkin set up shot pretty deep down near the net. The official gave the Botkins defender the benefit of the doubt. A charge on the Pirates, and that's number two on
Knight. That's his second, yep.
He's one of the two leading scorers for Riverside this year. He's got two fouls. 2:41 to go, first quarter. Tied at 7. Deep left corner with the ball for Botkins is Zane Paul. Down to Smock. Hand off to Free. Baseline left in traffic. Overshoots an 8-footer. Rebound tipped away off a black shirt. Out of bounds. Pirates possession. 2:26 to go in the first quarter of play. It's a tight one. That's what we expected. Zumberger midcourt for Riverside. Zone defense, Botkins now. Outside the arc on the right. The ball dealt to Trey Lane. Top of the circle, Zumberger. Picked up by Smock, doesn't shoot the three. Ball thrown into the lane to a driver. Shot put up on the rim to Willoughby, no good. Rebound slammed over the end line. Touched by Riverside. Botkins possession. 7-7 tie. 2 minutes even to go in the first quarter. Chuck, you think this one's going down to the wire?
Well, I think so. I think both teams are struggling a little bit, but I think the defense has been, both sides have been outstanding.
Two clubs are evenly matched. Here's Butcher. Here's Free. Top of the circle pass, Josh Madden. Baseline right in traffic. Tyler, three, scores it, could wipe it off the board. He traveled. Tough break for Botkins. Nice move, but free. But he gained an advantage, shuffling the foot.
I like the fact Brett Myers is the person that the big kid's guarding. He's bringing him out to the top of the key, getting him away from the basket, allowing them to work inside.
There you go. Here's a long three-pointer. Zumberger, Riverside, off the back iron. Rebound down to Botkins. On the giddy-up, it's Elliot Gubo in the right corner. He goes into the paint to a teammate. Here's a spin move by Josh Madden. No good. Hit the heel. Kicked out to Butcher for Botkins. He penetrates the lane, dumps it off down low on the right to Gubo, slapped out by Riverside.
They're letting them bang on each other, which I'm okay with.
A lot of contact, very few fouls resulting from the physical play. Botkins inbounds on the arc. It goes to Josh Madden. Here's a triple try by Tyler Free. Short, grazed iron, rebound down to Riverside. 7-7 tie, a minute to go, first quarter. Zumberger timeline. Up the floor into the right corner. He feeds Wyatt. Offluck is in now, 6'1 junior. Ball thrown baseline left to Lane. Lane's hemmed in. Butcher all over it. Ball thrown foul line on the play to Willoughby. There's a long three straight away by Riverside. It curled out, no good. Rebound punch over the end line. That's Babotkins. 38.7 to go in the first quarter, a 7-7 tie. Botkins without a field goal in 5 minutes plus. Riverside inbounds on the arc to the three-point shooter. Short, no good. Offlet couldn't get it to go. Strong rebound, though, by Lane. Forces one up. It danced off the rim. Stotler at 6'10", can't control the board. It's out of bounds off Riverside. Stotler at 6'10 doesn't get up very much off the floor.
Shouldn't have to, really.
No. You're right about that.
Because he's not real strong. If they could get him in a weight room and work on his footwork, they could make him a better basketball player for sure.
16, 15 seconds to go here late in the first quarter. Botkins attacking. It's thrown to Gubo. Between the rings to Free with 10 to play. Now Zane Paul, 6 remaining. Crossover dribble into the lane. Shot fake, Butcher, baseline left, running one-hander, blocked away by Riverside. And that's how the first quarter closes. Botkins 7, Riverside 7, after 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Botkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, 7 of us, including 5 children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Botkins, 25 and 274.
This is Scores, broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. Here at Pickle High School's Garbery Gym. Game 2 of the night, game 4 of the day on Scores Broadcast. We're tied at 7. We start the second quarter. Botkins 7, Riverside 7. Trojans have the ball. It's almost lost in the forecourt. Run down by Zane Paul. Paul 30 feet away. Got Uther at the foul line. Feeds Butcher baseline left. All the way to the rim. Overshoots it. Tell you what, the Trojans are getting good looks.
They are. They're just not dropping them right now.
And they're getting a number of shots inside 7 or 8 feet. A lid on it right now for Botkins. Top of the circle, Zumberger. He lost the ball. What a heads-up play by Botkins. Wow. That's hustle. With a capital H by Zane Paul as the rolling ball at midcourt was trickling away from Riverside. But the Riverside player had the angle on it And out of nowhere, Zane Paul dove like he was diving into a swimming pool. Yet it was a hardwood floor. And he came up with the ball. Was he fouled?
Yeah, he was fouled. I like that. They don't allow him to jump on the back to get the tie-up. I hate when officials allow that to happen.
Bodkins took it out of bounds, fed it inside to Spencer Uecker, up and under for 2 points. Good maneuver by Uecker. I like Uecker in the lane. He's got good footwork, and he's pretty tricky, knows what he's doing. Savvy player. Head coach Brent Meyer got it into him that time, and Uecker made it pay off. 9-7, Bodkins, 6:45 to go, second quarter. Deep on the right side of the floor, it is Riverside passing it back and forth. It's loose, knocked away by the Trojans. Riverside steals it back, and head coach Seth Bodenmiller gets a timeout for Riverside. 6.5 to go in the second, 9-7 Bodkins on scorespodcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Well, we don't have many points, 16 between the two clubs. I tell you what, though, Chuck, you cannot fault either team for hustle.
No, the effort is outstanding.
Yep.
One of the reasons the score so low is because the defense, is there's nothing uncontested.
You're right, and that's a result of the very good effort of both clubs. Outstanding defense. Here's a Riverside player, top of the circle. He fell down. Bodkins jumps in there, gets the tie-up. Let's see who the arrow favors. It'll be Bodkins' possession. As Riverside's Trey Lane hit the deck, Bodkins quickly tied him up. Connor Smock right in front of us will inbound the basketball on the rear side of the timeline. It's Uecker, Butcher, Gubo, Smock, and the fifth player out there right now is Zane Paul, I believe. Dribble drive through the top of the circle at Smock. Gives it off in the left corner to a teammate. Ball is weaved through the bottom of the lane, and it goes off the ankle of Elliot Gubo out of bounds. Smock, Paul, Gubo, Butcher, Uecker out there for Bodkins. Riverside down a deuce, 9-7. 2 minutes gone, second quarter. Deep in the right corner, it is Riverside dribbling into trouble. And the offensive player is boxed in the corner, and Bodkins scratches it loose. It goes off Riverside out of bounds. The 6'10 lad on the floor for Riverside is Stotler. He's still in there. Kyle Knight on the bench, a starter for Riverside with 2 fouls. Keep the left corner, Butcher. Long, high-arching three for Bodkins. It is no good. The rebound in the corner. And Riverside's got it. Down the court, dribbling hard. Jason Heath, the 5'11 junior, in off the bench. Flips it cross-court. Then he gets it back. On top, it's fed to Lane. Right side of the floor, it goes to Cameron Schlumbaum. Cameron Schlumbaum, a 5'6 junior, a substitute. Here's a missed shot. Rebound Bodkins. Quickly down the floor. Look at Uecker. Taking it all the way to the rim. Nice maneuver by Spencer Uecker. And he has got Bodkins ahead by 4 points, 11-7. Riverside in the forecourt. Look at the scrap by Butcher. He took it away. Lead out to Smock. Layup, got it. A bust out by Bodkins. Riverside may need a timeout. 13-7 Trojans. Riverside up the right side of the floor. He goes top of the circle to Schlumbaum. Feeds it back out to Zumberger. Now on the dribble, it's Jason Heath. Heath loops it in the corner of the floor. Deflected pass, and coming down with it is Bodkins. It's Zane Paul to Butcher. He dives into the lane, goes up against Stotler, and attracts a 2-shot foul.
See, when you're going against somebody that much bigger than you, if you give him room, that makes him a shot blocker. If you get into his body, you get calls like that. That was a nice move by Butcher.
4 minutes, 25 seconds to go. Second quarter of play. 13-7 Botkins. Foul shot by Butcher. Front rim, backboard, and through. 14-7 Botkins. 7 point run by the Trojans. Foul shot number two for Ethan Butcher. Three bounces. Eyes the goal. Got it again. 15-7 Botkins. 4:23 to go till halftime. Botkins, token pressure, backcourt, applied to Smock. Up the left side comes Riverside. Kyle Knight back on the floor with two fouls. He gives it up on the play to Heath. Zumberger, right side of the court. Straight away fed to Knight, back to Zumberger. Zumberger on the bounce. Good defense by Botkins. Boy, Brett Meyer is sticking it to Riverside. Superb defense by his club. Here's a deep three by Knight. Left side of the floor. He cans it for Riverside. 15-10. Botkins' lead is 5. 3:40 to go here in the second quarter. Ball thrown top of the circle to Euchre. Coming out to catch is free. That a Butcher straight away. On the arc, it's Smock. Oh, nice bounce pass into Euchre. He powers to the rim. Left it short. Rebound Butcher. High arching 17-footer. No. Rebound Riverside. 3:20 left, second quarter. Down the right side of the floor for the Pirates. Goes Lane. On top, it's fed to Zumberger. He's guarded there by Zane Paul. On a weave through the keyhole. Zumberger out back to Knight. He chucks up a triple. Hit the rim. Jared Goff. Rebound Botkins. 2:55 to go, second quarter. Trojans up 5. In need of a hoop right here. Butcher. Zane Paul back to Butcher. Left side, Euchre. Bounce pass. Baseline left. Tyler Free. Goes to work in the lane. Forces one up against the tall Stotler at 6'10". He altered the shot. It was missed. And Riverside came down with it. Here's a baseline effort by Knight. He's doubled. Hooks it inside for Stotler. Deflected by Butcher. It goes out of bounds. 2:32 to go here in the second quarter. 15-10 in favor of Botkins, which won the regular season game 46-41. Inbounding is Riverside. Right in front, Stotler caught it 3 feet away. Missed it once, twice. Rebound taken off by Botkins. Stotler had point blankers, couldn't finish. Butcher left corner for Botkins. Spin move. Out back to the three-point shooter, Paul. No good. Rebound down to Riverside. 2:16 to go in the half. Points are few and far between. Here's a triple by Riverside. Way short, but Knight. Ricochet to Botkins. Zane Paul over the timeline. Head coach Brett Meyer in her background signals out of play. 1:57 to go till halftime. Paul spreads the floor. Boy, I'd like to see Tyler Euchre get it down below the foul stripe, Chuck.
Yeah, he's a real force down there.
Yeah, he can work his magic. On the arc, it's Smock. Ball rotated around the top of the circle, then ripped baseline left to Smock in traffic. Left baseline to Paul. Paul drives, flips it back out to Smock. Riverside dives on the ball. A scrap for it. Pirates have got it. Here comes Riverside away with it. 1:25 to go, second quarter. Knight to Zumberger for a trifecta. He hits it. Three-pointer Zumberger. We've got a 15-13 game. Timeout called. 1:18 to go, second quarter. On scores.gas.com.
Goffney Furniture in Sydney is impressive. Find out for yourself. Go to Goffney, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service free of charge. Extremely high quality furniture, priced just right at Goffney. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
78 seconds to go here in the first half. Botkins had a 15-7 lead. It's been whittled to 15-13. Riverside defending. Trojans up and over the timeline. It's been a game of short streaks so far. 30 feet away on the left, it's Gubo. Gubo whistles it around the top of the circle to Josh Madden in the right corner. Here's a shot fake by Zane Paul and a blocking foul against Riverside. 1 minute even to go. First half of the game. 1-1 time for the Trojans, who need to capitalize. At the stripe, Zane Paul, the 5'9" freshman. Two dribbles. He puts it up and in. 16-13 Bumpkins. Again, we say hello to Isla Fry and Napoleon, the mother of head coach Brett Meyer's wife at Bumpkins. Hello, Isla. Second shot. Paul got it. 17-13 Bodkins, which needs a defensive stand. Zumberger coming off a made three, up and over the timeline for Riverside. Picked up by Paul, 25 feet away. Gives it up to a teammate. It is Knight, 30 feet out on the floor. It goes to Lane in the top of the circle. Handled there by Willoughby. Spin move. Riverside stymied momentarily. Find Diva Bodkins. Ball dumped out inside to Stotler. Over his shoulder, Botkins touched it out of bounds.
Yeah, unfortunately, it just that last bounce caught a Botkins foot.
Superb defense by Botkins all night, having held Riverside to 13 measly points. Riverside's defense pretty good as well, although I would say for sure Chuck Botkins has gotten better shots.
Yeah, I think so.
Good inbounds pass to Riverside. Low on the right, it's Willoughby who catches and banks it in. Fine playmaking on the inbounds below the basket by Riverside. 17-15. Botkins up two. Here's Connor Smock driving baseline right. Goes across the key on the arc to Gubo. Down to 12 seconds to go second quarter. Ball fumbled, gotten back. Here's a bad cross-court bounce pass. Intercepted by Riverside. Five to go. A long heave down the floor. Shot fake. Banker. No. The shot was taken before the buzzer. 4 tenths remaining. And the player for Riverside was nudged in the act of shooting. And he gets two free ones. A chance to tie the game. At the stripe for the Riverside Pirates, Wyatt Offlick, a 6'1 junior. Fouled in the act of shooting, getting two, and he connects. 17-16. That was a tough sequence by Botkins, which turned it over and allowed Riverside to get the last shot at the basket, resulting in a two-shot foul situation. Here's Offlick for the tie. Holds the ball at his waist. It's airborne. Short, no good. Rebound Botkins, and the half finishes. Botkins Trojans up one, hanging on to a lead by a scant point. Botkins 17, Riverside 16 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, market in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
Welcome back here Welcome back to Garbage Inn, Piqua High School. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. 17-16. It's a one-point thriller after two quarters of play. And Botkins has gotten good shots, enough good looks to score 25 points. Botkins is shooting a poor percentage. Nice run by Riverside to close out that second quarter of play to cut it to one. I bet we see more of Spencer Euchre in the paint in the final two quarters for Botkins.
Yeah, he had one foul. He did not end up out on the floor for about the last two or three minutes of the second quarter, but neither team shooting the ball well.
No. Halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Chuck, let's take a look at the numbers. Botkins once had an 8-point lead, believe it or not, at 15-7.
Yeah, they let it get away. Botkins was 5 of 22 from the floor. It's 22%. 2 of 8 from behind the arc. 5 of 6 from the free throw line. Riverside, 6 of 20 from the floor. 2 of 9 from behind the arc. 2 of 4 from the free throw line. 17-16 rebounding advantage for Riverside, but 5-4 rebound advantage for the Trojans. Offensively, Riverside turned the ball over 9 times. Botkins turned the ball over 6 times. In the paint is even. Points off turnovers is even. So all the, you know, that part of the game is pretty tight, just like the score. For Riverside, they were led by Knight. He had 6. They got 3 from Zumberger, 2 each from Stotler and Willoughby, and a free throw from Offlick. They scored 7 and 9, 16 for the first half. 3 players with 5 for Botkins. It's Paul with 5, Euchre with 5, Butcher with 5. Then they got 2 from Smock. They scored 7 and 10. They have the 1-point lead at the half.
Well, what's Botkins got to do to pull this game out of the fire? Obviously, make some shots.
But they're shooting poorly. They're getting good shots, and they're shooting poorly. A couple of them were altered by the 6'10 kid, but quite honestly, not very many. He has not been a real force defensively down there.
Uh-uh.
They're getting good looks at it, maybe better at, if you take a look at it. Euchre's shot the ball 5 times, made 2. Butcher shot it 6 times and only made 1. Maybe they probably get some different kids shooting the ball. He's 1 for 2. They need to get him a little more of the basketball.
I agree with you 100%. 17-16. Botkins still leads by 1 after having lost an 8-point lead. We're about 6 minutes away from the third quarter. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
So many thanks to our fine underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. We give gratitude to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Ken Francis at Francis Schulze, Doug Borchers at Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your ideas come to life. The Jewelry Barn, owned by Jolene Renderly. Stop in at the shop. Tell her you heard all about Scores Broadcast, or I should say, you heard all about the Jewelry Barn right here on scoresbroadcast.com. In addition, Wells Brothers, Inc. on Shuey Drive in Anna. Thank you very much. Plus the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282 or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. And thanks, Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. GoffneyFurniture.com. Outstanding high-quality furniture at Goffney. Priced just right to suit your budget. And Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. Our anchor sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Our student athlete spotlight segment brought to you by Locale Equipment in Jackson Center. And in just a moment, you'll hear the voice of Seth Bodenmiller, the head coach of Riverside, who took part years ago in our Locale commercial production. Locale promotes student academic success on scoresbroadcast.com and has done so since the start of Scores Broadcast a dozen years back. Locale once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name Locale. And tonight we highlight the Botkin seniors, and I'm telling you what, this is such a young team, there's only one 12th grader to spotlight. It's Ethan Butcher, 7 points a game, 5'10 senior. He is recognized tonight by Locale Equipment in Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
...17-16, Botkins by one over Riverside. We're seconds away from starting the third quarter. Gratitude to Barker Insurance, serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972 for multiple years now. Barker, number one, the most valued agency in the region. Located at 9040 North County Road 25A, north edge of Sydney. Barker Insurance will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you. Representing firms like Erie, Beacon, Buckeye, and Ohio Mutual. You're covered with a plan tailored perfectly to your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857. Here we go. We start the second half. Botkin 17, Riverside 16. Possession, Riverside. Pirates have got the ball top of the circle. It is Lane Willoughby, 6'1 junior, on a weave with teammate Knight. Here's a three-point try by Zumberger. Way short, no good. Strong rebound in the lane by Riverside. Up and in by Willoughby. One-point lead, Pirates, 18-17. Good offensive glass work by the white shirts. Botkins wearing the road black. Gold numbers outlined in white. Riverside, the home white. Blue numbers trimmed in red. Connor Smocks got the ball 25 feet away for Botkins. On top to Euchre. Ball whipped baseline left to Paul. Back to Euchre. Dribble drive into the lane. Now to Butcher. Here's Paul on the arc. Jane Paul retreats. He's out near center court. Spreads the attack. Here's Euchre. Here's Connor Smock. Smock fakes left, goes right. Runs into the paint. Leaves it for teammate Elliot Gubo. Ball is flipped down inside to Euchre. Euchre dips and two, left-handed move. Good! Spencer Euchre scores. Good play by Euchre, 19-18 Botkins. Chuck, that's just what we talked about.
Yep, got it inside. They pulled the big kid away from the basket, and he got a nice shot out of it.
Here's Zumberger, a step-back three-ball by Riverside, and Botkins gets a break. The ball hit the rim and soared way up over the backboard, landed on top of it, hit a support. It's Trojans basketball. 19-18 Botkins. 6:29 to go, third quarter. Here's Paul, right corner Butcher. The big 6'10 Stotler out on him. Near side pass to Smock. Smock slices through the defense. Goes to Butcher, baseline right. On top to Smock. He goes to work down the paint. Stotler blocked it. Here comes Riverside the other way. Willoughby to Lane. To Zumberger in the corner. Back out to Lane. Long three. Missed everything and went out of bounds. Last two triples by Riverside, as good as a turnover.
Now they haven't even come close to the rim.
2 minutes gone, third quarter. 19-18, Botkins up one. This thing is going right down to the finish. Middle of the floor, it's Paul for Botkins. He veers off to the right. In the corner, he's jammed, needs help. Hands it to Euchre, baseline drive around Stotler, who got him on the top of the head. Two shots for Euchre. Spencer Euchre can go to the foul line, I think, repeatedly here in the second half. If Botkins will be patient enough to work the ball to him. Spencer, two free throws, in and out, it lifts the rim.
Yeah, I think they called that foul on Lane, and that's his third, so he's going to sit down.
He's got three.
Knight scored.
Knight's got two. Second shot, Spencer Euchre. 5:43 to go, third quarter. 19-18 Botkins. Make it 20-18 Botkins.
One of those games where a three-point lead is huge.
Yes, enormous. In backcourt, Zumberger for Riverside. Double team applied to Botkins. Zumberger gave it up, got it back. Now to Lane. Down inside to Stotler. It is over his head, tipped away, out of bounds by Botkins. Riverside will play it in left of the rim. It's Zumberger trying to go to Stotler near the rim. Can't find him. Throws it out back on the play to Heath. Heath to Zumberger, 25 feet away. Zone defense by Botkins. In the lane, the ball fed to Willoughby. Willoughby to Stotler, hooked it up from 6 feet out. No good. Strong rebound, Riverside. Willoughby, it rimmed. Rebound, Euchre. Foul, backcourt, Riverside.
They called that on Willoughby. That's going to be his second.
Team foul totals will be big. In a close game like this, the club that gets to the 1-1 sooner will have a clear-cut advantage.
Well, Willoughby and Knight are obviously their two go-to guys.
5 minutes even to go in the third quarter. Zane Paul walks it up for Botkins, which is in front, 20-18. To Euchre, to Butcher, opposite side of the floor. Butcher almost walked. Continues to dribble. Goes to Gubo. Into the lane to Euchre. Back to the basket. Euchre spinning. Double team. He might be in there too long. Violation against Euchre of the Trojans.
Good call. You don't see. That's probably about the fourth one we've seen all year.
I think if you're making a genuine basketball move, you're allowed to do it if you take four and a half seconds. But Euchre got stymied, and that was a good call. Here's a driving layup by Riverside. It's blown. An easy one. No good by Knight. Rebound down to Botkins. Here's a cross-court pass to Euchre in the corner. Euchre foul strike. Down the lane. A lot of traffic. Defensive foul against Riverside. Chuck, that's the formula for success here in the second half. Let Spencer Euchre go to work.
Yeah, get him in the lane, and he's doing a good job. That time they kind of pulled Stotler away from the basket, so he wasn't in there to swat it away.
Two free ones for Euchre as Botkins tries to stretch the lead to four. Foul shot up and in. 21-18. Botkins in the lead by three. 4:17 remaining in the third quarter. Interestingly enough, on the free throws here by Botkins, Stotler is not low in the right or low in the left. He's the second Riverside player from inside along the foul line. Euchre connects twice. 4-point lead, Botkins. Here is Riverside up the floor. Deep in the left corner, Zumberger. Into Stotler, low on the left. He overshoots a 7-footer. Weak side rebound by Paul. Paul on the dash down the floor. He's got room in the lane to the rim. short. Missed it. Tough break. Pretty good defense by Riverside. Perhaps Zane was going a bit too fast. Here's a walk against the Pirates.
Called late, but called correctly.
Offlet picked up his pivot foot. Botkins gets it back. 22-18, Trojans. A chance to put a little daylight between them and the Pirates as we head toward the latter part of the third quarter. Three team fouls on Riverside, none on Botkins. Here's Butcher, 25 feet away. Lobs it to Paul, low on the right to Euchre. Out of the arc to Tyler Free. He chucks up a triple, no good. Rebound right corner, pulled off the backboard by Riverside. It goes to Heath. He glides down the court. Heath to Willoughby. Willoughby through the lane. Dumps it off into the right corner for a three-point try. Way short of the mark. No good by Offlick. It comes down to Botkins. It is Euchre. Right corner, Smock. Underneath Butcher. Good! Boy, did Botkins ever see the floor very well then.
Yeah, that was a good pass.
Fine awareness for the Trojans, who inched out to a six-point advantage. And here's a reach-in foul on Euchre at the timeline for Botkins. Number two on him. Spencer cannot afford to pick up a third real quickly. 3 minutes, 3 seconds left here in the third quarter. Botkins 24, Riverside 18. 30 feet away with the ball is Zumberger down inside to Stotler. Stotler hooks up a left-hander from 5 feet. It curls around. It goes in. How many field goals for Stotler?
Two.
He's only got two at 6'10". Here's a wild drive by Botkins, baseline right. Modified shot by the height of Stotler. And it comes away to Riverside. 24-20, Botkins. It goes to Willoughby, baseline right. Jump shot, 10-footer. Good! Willoughby on the money. Four quick points by the Pirates. 24-22, Botkins. Riverside won't go away. 2:19 left here in the third quarter. Here's Smock on the arc to Euchre. Elbow on the left. Euchre to Butcher. Butcher gives it up to Free. Right corner, Smock. Botkin trying to work on the inside. Unable to make the long ball since early first quarter. Here's Butcher. Long one. It's in!
He's having a good game, boy.
Wow, that was a high archer, a rainbow by Ethan Butcher.
Well, he had to shoot it over the 6'10 kid. He had to shoot it high.
Yeah, a big basket by Butcher, 27-22. The triple went down. Here's a steal by Butcher. He's having a heck of a game. Long lead out down the floor to Paul. Baseline right, offensive foul.
Oh, no way. Bad call.
The official underneath was going to make the call. He made eye contact with the outside official who said, it's yours. And charging was
That's a tough call. It's one of the toughest calls officials make.
Charging was ruled against Botkins. Three team fouls on Riverside, two on Botkins. 90 seconds to go in the third quarter. 27-22 in favor of Botkins. Zumberger straight away for the Pirates. Hits it. A long trifecta, 23-footer by Zumberger. His second three-pointer of the game. 27-25. Botkins up two. And the Trojans throw it out of bounds. One:13 to go in the third quarter. Two-point lead, Botkins. Zumberger over the timeline. Right side pass to Lane. On top to Offlick. In the post, it's Willoughby. Back out to Offlick. Shot fake. Goes to Zumberger. Busted up by Botkins. Zumberger gets it back. Then Botkins steals. Nice play by the Trojans. Josh Madden on the intercept. Up ahead it goes to Zane Paul. Deep right wing to Smock. Coming out to catch is Madden. Near side pass goes on the play to Tyler Free. Here's Butcher. Left corner, Free behind a screen. Goes baseline, short corner. Out of Smock, 25 feet away. Shot fake by Butcher down the lane. On a weave to Free. Into the paint. Running one-hander. Curled out. Tough break. Rebound, Stotler for Riverside. Backcourt. It goes to Willoughby. On the mad dash down the floor. Here's a left corner three ball by Riverside. It's good. Trey Lane connects, and Riverside's up one. Butcher countering for Botkins. No good off the flange. High rebound by Riverside as the third quarter is completed. Pirates up one, 28-27 on scores.broadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.com.
Here we go, the final 8 minutes from Pickwa's Garbery Gym. I'm Jack with Chuck on scoresbroadcast.com. 28-27 Riverside on the long three ball from the left corner late in that third quarter has taken the lead by 1 point. 28-27. Botkins throws the ball into the paint to Euchre. Euchre goes to work to start the fourth. He ducks under, left it short, no good. Got it back, fouled from behind. Spencer Euchre is a tired young man. He has been working so hard. He's got his hard hat on. He's a warrior.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, he gets inside. I mean, he's not a huge kid. He's 6 feet tall, but he's in there in the trees.
Free throw by Spencer. Good. We're tied up at 28. He was smacked on the shoulder in the act of shooting. Couple foul shots. First one is in. Second one by Euchre. This would give Botkins the lead. It's on the way. Looks good. Is good. 29-28. Botkins up one. Full court pressure by the Trojans. Riverside in backcourt. It's Willoughby. Willoughby hooks it off to Zumberger. We've got about 4 seconds for Riverside to get it across. And a timeout is called by Seth Bowden-Miller. 7.5 to go. Botkins up one on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
7 minutes, 33 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Riverside with possession, down a point. Ball thrown, foul line extended left. It's Willoughby. He tries to stick in a 16-footer. It's off the back iron, no good. Rebounded by Stotler. He's hammered, and he'll get two free throws. 7:21 remaining. Botkins up a point. Stotler at the stripe. We'll get a good look at the 6'10 man's free throw shooting style right here. He spreads the feet apart. He's got the ball on the right shoulder. He one-hands it up there, and it's crooked off to the right. I tell you what, Chuck, if in doubt, when he's got the ball within 4 or 5 feet, you make sure if you're Botkins, you deny him the opportunity to score. You foul if you have to. Second free throw, way off to the right. Rebound, though, in the lane by Riverside. It came off long to Willoughby, and he is pounded on the arm. He's got two shots. And Willoughby is a much better shooter at the free throw line than Stotler, I guarantee you. The foul was the third on Euchre. Willoughby shooting two for Riverside. He swishes it. Game tied at 29. Regular season game went to the wire. Riverside lost to Botkins 46-41 at the Trojans gym. As Riverside missed 9 free throws in the second half. Willoughby up in the air, in and out, no good. We're still at 29, even up. Butcher yanked down the rebound for Botkins. In backcourt to Paul. It's going to be a photo finish. Right side of the floor to Gubo. Bounce pass to Smock. Smock on the bounce to Butcher, 20 feet away. Here's Juker, top of the circle. He's got a three-pointer, doesn't take it. Goes back to Gubo. Gubo puts it on the deck. Baseline drive. He's cut off. He lost the ball. Riverside's got it. Here come the Pirates down the floor. Zumberger. 6:45 to go in the game. Game tied at 29. Ball thrown to Willoughby in the lane. He forces up a five-footer. Good defense by Euchre. Shot missed. Here's a 1-on-1 break. Down the floor, Smock. All the way to the rim. No good, but a blocking foul against the Pirates. And Connor Smock will shoot two for Botkins. He's got a chance to get the lead back for the Trojans.
That was one of those calls that the Botkins fans held their breath till they saw if he's going to call a charge or a block.
And at the other end, Euchre was defending in tight quarters. He could have been called for a two-shot foul. It would have been his fourth.
Yeah, they can't afford that.
Free throw by Connor Smock is short. 29-29 tie. 6:34 to go in the game. Second free throw by Smock is up. It is too hard. The rebound, Stotler, volleyballed around, and Paul gets it for Botkins. Paul on the arc, on the dribble. Botkins needs a goal right here. Now to Smock, 25 feet away. Paul is open. Layup short, but he's undercut. Two more free throws for Botkins. 29-29. We're in the fourth with 6:21 to go. Zane Paul toes the stripe. He's got two. Charity tosses will win you games in the fourth quarter of the tournament, and they will lose you games.
Well, they were 8-for-10 going into this quarter, and right now they are 2-for-5 in the fourth quarter.
First free throw by Zane Paul is no good. It's hard. We'll try to shorten up the length on this one and give Botkins the one-point edge. 29-29 tie, and that one is too short. It caromed off the rim right into the lap of Riverside. Down the floor, Zumberger on the arc. He's got a couple made threes. Hand off to Knight. Into the lane, Willoughby. Right in front, fadeaway eight-footer. Good! 31-29 Pirates. And we've got a violation in backcourt against Botkins. The Trojans might have stepped in too soon.
That's what he did. He started to throw it in. He wasn't looking. He stepped in. Might as well throw it off his back and go get it.
Exactly. You're right. It is Riverside possession up by two. A chance to go ahead by 4 or 5. Willoughby deep in the right corner. Botkins needs a defensive stopper. Here's Zumberger. Here's Offlick. Three-point try. Yes! 34-29. Riverside's biggest lead.
Starting to slide a little bit.
5:38 left in the fourth quarter. Botkins needs a timeout. 5-point advantage. Pirates on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Botkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, 7 of us, including 5 children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Botkins, 25-274.
Well, Botkins needs a very efficient offensive possession right here. Trojans are behind by 5, 34-29, with 5:36 to go in the fourth quarter. Connor Smock inbounds to Zane Paul between the circles. He dribbles down the right side of the lane. Paul's got some room. He overshoots, though, on the drive, and Riverside's got the rebound. 16 fouls on Riverside, 4 on Botkins. Here's Zumberger up over the center circle. Gives it to Hofflick, 25 feet away. Riverside shot the ball a little better here in the second half than the Pirates did in the first. That's been the difference. A drive by Zumberger, hand off to Willoughby. He looks inside for Stotler, can't find it. On the arc to Hofflick. He drives on Smock, shot fake, dumps it back out to Zumberger. Now Willoughby, 4:57 to go. Willoughby penetrates. A banker, left side of the lane, no good. Rebound to Botkins. Long lead out by Paul to Free. Free in traffic, blocked away by Stotler. Botkins simply can't generate points. How many points in the second half for Botkins, Chuck?
Well, let's see. They have 12.
12 points in 12 minutes. Not good enough. And Botkins has fallen behind by 5. Riverside nooks the clock a little bit. 34-29 lead for the Pirates. 4:17 to go in the fourth quarter. Here is Zumberger, 25 feet away. Goes to Hofflick. Hofflick rotates it to the left. Defended tightly by Smock. Hand off to Zumberger. Zumberger between the rings. Dribble drive, top of the circle. Baseline right to a teammate. Ball is fumbled below the rim, and Botkins has got it. Zane Paul romps down the floor, flips it to Butcher, right corner. He jacks up a three. It's in there. It's good.
That was huge.
Monumental trifecta by Ethan Butcher out of the right corner. Full court pressure by Botkins. Riverside having difficulty. 10-second time violation, maybe. No, a timeout by Riverside.
Woo. I need to ask the question, how can you call a timeout when the pass is in the air? There is no possession.
Exactly. I would agree with you 100%. In fact, that should have been a 10-second violation.
Yeah, you can't call a timeout because there's no possession when the ball's in the air.
Nope. 34-32, Riverside gets a break, a lucky timeout. Under 4 to play in the fourth quarter. We're back in a moment on scorersbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our fine underwriting sponsors. And we give a lot of gratitude to those in Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company, and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, and Goffney Furniture in Sydney. 3 minutes, 30 seconds to go in the game. Riverside up 2 over Botkins. Deep in the left corner. Here's a three ball. It is good by Zumberger. It's his third three of the game. Countering quickly. Tyler Free for Botkins from three-point territory.
Way too
short.
Early. Yep, way
off.
Too early.
Yep, he settled. That was a quick shot. Not necessary. It was way off the mark. And Riverside got the rebound. 3 minutes to go. 37-32 in favor of Riverside. A baseline drive by Hofflick. And a defensive foul against Botkins. Trojans did not get there in time. Team foul number 5. And Riverside will enter baseline left. How about Zumberger for Riverside? He's had some timely three-pointers.
He's made 3 of them. Made 3 of them. And I'll tell you, they have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 in the game now.
Ball inbounded by Riverside on the arc to Hofflick. Hofflick to Zumberger. Zumberger and Hofflick are sharpshooters from long range. Here's Willoughby, 25 feet out. He starts a drive on Smock in the lane. He shuffled those feet. Yep, the referee noticed it. He blew the whistle. It's a walk. And Botkins has got to capitalize on the turnover. 37-32 in favor of Riverside.
Well, when we get down to when they get that 16 foul, you wonder when Riverside's going to take the big kid out, because, boy, he's not going to make a free throw.
That's a good point. Outside the arc on the right, it's Paul. Straightaway Butcher inside to Euchre, and Euchre gets a shove from Willoughby.
1-1.
1-1 for Euchre. Botkins to shoot free throws, and these are significant. He's got to make the first one to get the second. 2:37 remaining here in the fourth quarter. How many points for Euchre so far, Chuck?
He's got 12.
Spencer for point 13.
Short.
Way short. He doesn't get the second shot. He missed the first of the 1-1, and Riverside got the easy rebound. On the dribble, 25 feet out, it's Lane. Lane hits the cutter, Knight at the foul stripe. To Willoughby, baseline left. Here's a drive, all the way to the rack. Hacking foul against Botkins. 37-32 Riverside, which can build on the 5-point lead. Willoughby is at the charity line. Simply not a good enough shooting game for the Botkins Trojans here tonight. And Willoughby misfires long. It's still just a 2-possession game, even if Willoughby makes this foul shot. But Botkins needs to score and cash in at the offensive end. Both teams in the 1-1. Second free throw, Willoughby, is swished. 38-32, Riverside's biggest advantage of the night, 6 points. Here comes Botkin. Zane Paul gets a screen from Butcher. Zane down the right side. Back to Ethan. Now to Smock. To Euchre. Baseline left. Into the paint. He's double teamed. Off balance. 8-footer. Wide left. No good. Fine rebound by Butcher. Stick back. Got it. And a foul. Ethan Butcher going to work on the offensive glass.
Well, they took Stotler out like I talked about. But I don't understand why they took him out on the defensive end.
Yes. Because
he just gave up an easy basket.
Yep. Stotler would have been a factor at 6'10 had he been in there after that missed shot by Euchre. Butcher snatched the rebound. He went strong to the glass, put it through. His free throw's in the air. He hits it. And the 38-32 Riverside lead is quickly trimmed in half. 38-35. Botkins down three. Six players in backcourt. Pressure applied. Offlick's got the ball. He's checked by Gubo. Offlick up the left side of the floor. Foul called against Gubo of Botkins.
I think you let him get the ball over half court. You make Stotler look like he's open, throw him the basketball, and then fouling.
Or once Offlick takes the ball down the left side of the floor and gets over the timeline, then you jump him with a double team, trap him beyond the center court line in the side of the floor. Nonetheless, Botkins did foul. 1-1 for Offlick. He shoots and missed it. Rebound by Smock to Botkins. A chance to tie this game up with a three-pointer. Well, Riverside is obliged with missed free throws. Here's a drive by Paul. Out back to Butcher. Long three-pointer. We're tied up. You can tell by the roar of the Botkins crowd. Ethan Butcher has reeled off 6 straight points. It's 38-38. 90 seconds to go. Big basket by Butcher. He's made 6 straight for Botkins. Sunberger in the lane. Bad pass. Almost lost it. Baseline left, it's Knight. Turnaround jump shot for Riverside. No good. And it's Euchre with the rebound. Botkins down 6, 30 seconds ago. Now has tied the game up and has the ball with a minute remaining. Botkins in the bonus. Down inside to Euchre. Euchre spins. In and out, no good. Tug of war for the rebound between Knight and Euchre. It's a jump. And the arrow says it is Pirates possession. That shot by Euchre came so close to going in. It hit the rim 2 or 3 times and simply would not fall.
I am so confused on the substitution here with Stotler. I would be doing just the opposite.
Right.
Defense to offense.
Yeah, he's in there offensively. If you're in a jam for Botkins, like you said, Chuck, you foul Stotler. Here's an overplay. A steal by Gubo. Down the floor. No good. Rebound by Spock. Blocked on the play by Stotler. Dane Paul's got it. He missed it. We got a scramble for a loose ball. A foul on Botkins.
No fouls under the basket on any of those shots? Wow.
I'm telling you what, it looked like Botkins on two straight shots was simply walloped in midair, and neither one was called. Neither one. Woo. It was physical. And then finally Riverside came away with a loose ball rebound, and there was as much contact as before or less, and Botkins was called.
Yep, I don't get it.
38-38, under a minute to go in the game. Timeout on the floor on scorersbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Well, here's the situation. 1-1 for Riverside. Game is tied up at 38. It looked like a moment ago, Chuck, Botkins was in deep trouble, down 6. And then to the rescue, Ethan Butcher, 6
yeah.
straight points.
He's had a terrific game. He's got 19 on the game tonight.
Wow. Woo. Ethan has been a savior down the stretch. Butcher and Euchre have been the cogs for Botkins.
You need to box out on these free throws because they've struggled a little bit shooting them.
Riverside has missed a couple here in the last 90 seconds or so. At the stripe right now, Kyle Knight, 10 points a game, a 6'1 junior, 1-1. It is in. 39-38. Riverside leads. We're all the way down below 40. 37.5 to go. We didn't think we'd get to 46, which is the point total to win the regular season game. Knight missed it. It's off to the right. The rebound jerked off the glass by Connor Smock. Botkins can take the lead. Here's Smock on the arc. Deals left corner to Butcher. And what do we have? A moving screen on Botkins? Wow. That is a tough call to make at crunch time. 39-38. Botkins down one. Apparently a screen set by Botkins away from the ball was not stationary. Riverside throws it in ahead by a point. And the Pirates are having trouble. 5 second call. Botkins possession. Woo! Boy, it's getting hairy.
This is the game we kind of thought we were going to see. It's not been pretty, but it's been intense, and it's really, really close.
39-38 Riverside. Botkins ball beneath the Trojans basket. Let's see what head coach Brett Meyer has called here. The playmaker Zane Paul. Substitution's not allowed.
Well, because there was no time off the clock.
Right. Each team had subbed one, but those players have to return to the bench. Stotler at 6'10", back on the floor now for Riverside. It's Butcher, Smock, Euchre, Paul, and Gubo for Botkins. 27.4 to go. 39-38 Riverside. Botkins ball to the left of the basket. It will be thrown in by Zane Paul. Let's see if Riverside zones up in the paint. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here on scorersbroadcast.com, including Goffney Furniture. Outstanding high-quality furniture. Priced just right at Goffney. West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. That's Route 47 west of I-75. Go to the Goffney Furniture website for more savings. GOFFENA furniture.com. Ball inbounded to Euchre. Euchre against Stotler in the lane. Euchre's double team. Ducks under and scores! He scores! Euchre with a two-pointer. Bogdan's up one. 15 seconds to go. In backcourt at Riverside. 12 to go. It's going to be a timeout by the Pirates with 10.8 remaining. Spencer Euchre with a terrific field goal.
I'll tell you what, he maneuvered himself around the kid that was guarding him. Then he ran into Stotler, and he did a great job of going up and under him and getting that thing in the basket.
Yeah, Stotler at 6'10 is so long and lean.
Oh, he's got the big long arms to go along with it.
Euchre just twisted his body up and under Stotler's armpit.
Yeah, I know.
Is that a pretty good description?
I think his head was in his armpit.
It was. Yeah, Euchre simply went under the bicep and the armpit of the 6'10 post player, Stotler. And Euchre dodged him, went beneath him, came out on the other side, and made a shot from point blank range. By the time Euchre got behind him, Stotler's back was turned, and Euchre scored it from just a couple feet away to make it 40-39 in favor of Botkins, which was down 38-32 with just over 2 minutes to go. We have 10.8 remaining. Riverside will inbound at midcourt. Kyle Knight is the playmaker. Boy, Botkins wants to force him to throw it way into backcourt if they can. That'll eat up clock. Here is Lane looking. He can't find anybody. Does manage to give it in on the play to Willoughby. Back to Lane. Down to six. Lane on the arc. Goes to Zumberger. Drives through the paint. The 15-footer. No good. Rebound by Botkins. Let's see what we've got. Out of bounds off Riverside. Game is over. It's over. And Botkins survives with a late come from behind rally. 40-39 in favor of the Trojans. How about that? Chuck, we bring home a victory for all the Botkin fans, all the Shelby County fans, all the West Central Ohio fans west of Riverside. And all of that includes Isla Fry.
Wow.
Isla Fry, the mother of head coach Brett Meyer's wife, listening up in Napoleon. It was a great game. It was a thrill a minute. Woo! What a contest.
Yeah, that was, it was exactly what I expected this game to be.
Bell Fountain Radio was here, and I'm sure it was an entertaining game for all the fans back in Logan County. We enjoyed it. Seth Bodenfeller, head coach of Riverside, a graduate of Jackson Center, a young man whom we know is a fine coach.
Oh, yeah, he did a nice job.
Superb person. And it wound up being a doozy, as Pickwa's athletic director, Chip Hare, says to me. That's a word that Chip and I have used over the years many times. We worked at Edison Community College together for about 10 years or so. And in our vernacular, that was a doozy. And a one-point win for Botkins, 40-39. Chuck, who started this game? Butcher and Euchre for sure.
Absolutely. Those are the ones. The other two people that scored, Paul had five and Schmuck had two. That was it. Four people scored for Botkins. 5 of 13 from the free throw line. Woo! For Riverside.
Yep.
That's going to doom you. They lost the first one, shooting free throws poorly.
You miss free throws in the third and fourth quarters in the tournament, and you get beat. You probably deserve to get beat if you can't make free points at the stripe.
Right. Well, it was a good game. On the other side, Willoughby had 12, and Zumberger had 9. He's a pretty good-looking freshman. You could see that kid was crushed that he missed that shot at the buzzer. He was in the lane, had a pretty good look at it.
Oh, yeah.
And the thing rolled off the rim. But, he's going to have his moment.
Yeah, Zumberger knifed his way into the paint. Got below the foul line for Riverside. Excellent shot. Head coach Seth Bodenmiller will accept that one to beat the buzzer every single time. It hit the rim. I thought the marked man might be Willoughby. Botkin spied on him real tightly.
Yeah, they had him stopped, and they ran it to the corner, Zumberger had no choice, but he did a nice job of getting the ball into the lane and had a real good look at it.
And once again are Clancy's award winners, Ethan Butcher, Spencer Euchre for Botkins, Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Well, what a day it has been here on scorersbroadcast.com. In the nightcap, Botkins survives, and Chuck, we have survived as well. A seven-game weekend?
Seven games.
Seven games in just about 24 hours. Yeah.
Yeah, real close. Real close.
Let's recap our scores from earlier today, 41-23. Rushi, an upper bracket sectional championship winner at Sydney, downing its foe, Botkins, and Fort Loramie won by, 16?
Too many. 64-34. Yeah, 68-34.
Rushi defeated Houston in the lower bracket sectional championship. In our game earlier tonight, the first of two here at Piqua High School, Fort Loramie clobbered Mechanicsburg 65-21. Fort Loramie advancing on in the lower bracket of the Piqua Division IV boys tourney, as does Botkins, which defeated Riverside, and the final tally was 40-39. Botkins got Riverside twice this year,
right?
46-41 in the season, and 40-39 here tonight.
Well, that win got us two more games next week.
Yeah, Botkins will come back on Wednesday at 7:30 against Ansonia, and Fort Loramie will come back on Wednesday at 6 o'clock against Bradford. That's the Tuesday night doubleheader here at Piqua. Fort Loramie, Bradford at 6, Botkins and Sonia at 7:30, and that's a game that Botkins should be right in. And then on Tuesday night, we've got a pair of games for you from the upper bracket, Rushi and Lehman at 6, and Jackson Center and Fairlawn at 7:30. Three of those four games should be pretty well contested.
I don't think Bradford can play with Loramie, but other than that, they should be three pretty good games.
A lot of fun. Impressive performances by Spencer Euchre and Ethan Butcher. 38-32, Botkins was down, a little over 2 minutes to go, and Ethan Butcher got six very quick points. Butcher got a three-point play the old-fashioned way. Then he got a three-pointer from behind the arc, and then it was Spencer Euchre who did his thing. Riverside continued to misfire free throws, 5-for-13 for the game for Riverside, and that spelled doom. What a nice late fourth quarter comeback by head coach Brett Myers. Botkins Trojans, who nip Riverside for the second time this year, a 40-39 final score.
Yeah, it was a terrific comeback. When they were down six, I truly was starting to write them off.
Oh, me too.
But because six-point lead in this game was huge.
In fact, at that point, at 37-32, Riverside had a two-shot foul situation, made the first. I think I remarked at that point, the second one is big, because two made free throws make it a seven-point game and a three-possession game. And when it missed, I said, well, Botkins is down six. That's just two possessions. And Ethan Butcher responded.
Took care of it. He took care of it. He said, we have no problem, Jack.
Oh, my goodness. A lot of fun here tonight at Piqua High School. Thanks again to our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Also, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place like it, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Clancy's in Sydney, from whom you just heard, Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings, Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's, what's your favorite thing? At Frisch's in Sydney, Troy Tip City. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. Thanks to John, he gives you his best shot. The In-Between, south of Botkins. The food is not in-between, it's out of this world. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. In Rushi, the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi and Wells Brothers, Inc., which includes eight growing divisions. Ron Mooney is our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color on-site engineering. Jack Kramer saying goodnight from Piqua. Again, the final score of our final game tonight. Botkins wins a thriller at the buzzer against Riverside by a final tally of 40-39.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.